My name's Sean Madeley and I'm the station officer here at Kentish Town Fire Station. If there was to be a fire in the surrounding area, when we knew there were people was involved, we would actually leave the picket line and go and rescue them to ensure that obviously they were safe, even though it meant that we were coming off the strike to do it and we weren't actually being paid to do it.
How is the support from the public?
Support from the public has been very, very good indeed. Even now, we're still getting plenty of people tooting their horns, as you can hear as they come past in their cars. We've had a lot of people stop and talk to us. They've signed our petition and they're still pledging money.
What do you think of the media coverage, the press?
I think the media coverage, some of the television companies, some of the radio stations and newspapers, the coverage has been good. It's actually been very balanced. But unfortunately, there are those parts of the press and the media who've got axes to grind, and basically they've been telling lies about, you know, what we do, what they think that we're not prepared to do if we modernise. And it is very annoying because when we have people stop and they ask us about these and we actually explain to them, they do understand and say, oh, we've read The Sun and it's told us this. And when they talk to us, they actually realise what the truth is. And we're not out to put the you know, cover over anybody's eyes or anything. You know, people come and talk to us and we're telling them the truth and what it's really like. So I'd like the media cover. I don't want the media to be, don't have to be completely on our side, but I'd just like it to be a lot fairer and maybe put both sides of the argument and let the public decide who's right and who's wrong.
And you feel that they haven't done that?
Yeah, I feel that they haven't done that. Again, you know, I think a lot of the papers certainly want to try and sensationalise things, so they haven't been doing that. I think that the television's been similar. So again, some television stations have been better than others. I think the radio's probably been the fairest when it comes to trying to portray both sides of the argument in a fair way. I think the problem with the government is that they don't really seem to know what they're doing themselves. I believe as well that they tend to be very hypocritical because they're prepared to spend billions with a possible war with Iraq. They've spent billions of pounds bailing out failed private companies which are run by company directors who are on huge wages. But when it comes to actually paying money to public workers, then they just want to keep everybody on the low wage.
What is your position now in the negotiations?
Our position in the negotiations? I think it's... I think the union and our actual employers are probably quite close to actually working out a deal which would be satisfactory to both sides. I think the problem is purely the government. They don't want to pay, they don't want to be seen to be weak or as if they're giving in. They want to appear to be strong, and therefore they're actually stopping us coming to an agreement with our employers, which keeps us out on strike for longer and means that we're not providing the service for the public that they expect. And unfortunately, that's in the lap of the government. They are the ones who are dragging their heels and making this dispute go on for as long as it is.
Can you tell me about any of the measures that they are trying to introduce?
Yeah, I can. I mean, they're talking about modernisation. What they want to do is save money. To save money, what that is going to mean is the closing of fire stations, either completely or maybe at night time. It means firefighters doing longer hours because they want us to do overtime. If we're doing overtime, that also means that you're going to have less members of the ethnic minorities, less women joining the fire service because there isn't going to be the jobs. As I know myself, if you look at, for example, the London Ambulance Service, they often have ambulances which aren't manned because they're expecting people to come in on overtime, especially on a weekend, and people don't want to do the overtime. They can't force them to come in, so they have ambulances which aren't manned. And that's what's going to happen with the fire service. You're going to have a situation where people don't want to do the overtime. You're going to have fire engines which aren't manned and aren't going to be there when people have fires. So I believe a lot of the modernisation they're talking about isn't modernisation. It is about cuts, and at the end of the day, we're going to have a worse service for the public, not a better service.
What is the alternative?
Sorry?
What is the alternative?
What is the...
You know, black future that you have presented?
Well, here. I mean, the alternative is that there are other ways for us to save money. Community fire safety, which is a policy which has been brought in, it's been in for a couple of years now, where we actually go and educate the public on how to avoid having fires, which we're very involved in, is actually been estimated by the government's own estimations that could save about £2 to £3 billion over 3 to 4 year period. Now our pay dispute, our pay we're asking for, is only going to cost £200 million. So anyone can see that the actual savings in the long term, it's more than going to, our pay rise is going to more than pay for itself. So it's not like we're asking for something which isn't there or isn't self-financing.
Can I ask you if you live in London or do you commute long?
No, I don't live in London. I used to live in London till the autumn of last year. But because I had such a big mortgage on the house that I had in London, we couldn't afford basically to live in London anymore on the wages that I was earning and pay the mortgage and everything else. So we now live out in Norfolk. And I actually have to commute from Norfolk down here to Kentish Town. I came down here this morning. I had to leave at 5:30 this morning to get down here, and it took me over two hours to get here. There's a lot of firefighters who are having to do commute long distances. In fact, I think you'd find it quite difficult to find more than 50% of firefighters who actually live in London, let alone actually live near where their actual fire stations are, because certainly, I think in a lot of the built-up areas all over the country, it is very expensive to live in the cities, and the pay that we get just doesn't cover us to be able to live there.
So with this system that the government is trying to put, that people are on call, would that mean that they have to stay in London? Or how are they proposing that?
Well, the problem is at the moment that with the retained fire fighter system at the moment, which we don't actually have in London, but they do have it obviously in other fire brigades throughout the country. They are actually about 3,000 retained, i.e. part-time firefighters short, and the reason for that is because a lot of them don't live near to where the fire stations are. For the fire brigades to be able to ensure that, they would actually have to provide cheap property for them to rent or buy to be able to do that, and obviously that costs a lot of money. A few years ago there was 3 fire stations in London where they were going to change the shift system, so they were going to be what's known as day manning, so they'd be manned during the day and on night the firefighters would be on call. There were plenty of firefighters who volunteered to do that change onto that shift system. The union were quite happy with it, there were no problems. However, when the London Fire Brigade looked into the cost of either acquiring property in those areas so firefighters could get to the station within a few minutes that they'd need to do, of course they found it was completely unworkable and it would cost thousands if not millions of pounds to do so. So the plans were dropped, and that is the actual, again, it sounds good on paper for them to say, oh well, we can have more part-time people, we can do this, we can do that, but when you actually look at the hard cold facts, it just doesn't add up economically. It's going to cost them more money rather than save money.
Anything else about this?
No, only again, even as we stand at the moment, the retained part-time firefighters, without even looking at modernisation, they are very short of retained firefighters as it is, and having a lot of difficulty actually getting more people to be retained firefighters.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.